Yes, Mr. Chair.
Ready? My clock says 1 o'clock.
I think we're ready to go.
All right. Sounds great. All right, going to call us back into session for the afternoon session. And the first item up is the open period for public comment. I understand Mr. Jeff Pike has signed up to speak. Turn the floor over to Mr. Pike.
I'm showing him self-muted, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, yes, we can. Yep, thanks.
Second. I just wanted to comment that in the council's correspondence folders, you'll find a letter from the Scalpers campaign asking for a reconsideration of the scallop priorities for 2021. We were informed by the executive director that the letter was received too late to be on the agenda for today. So we ask that the executive committee make sure that this is on the agenda for the January council meeting. As you recall, conducting scoping and listening sessions to provide flexibility through a leasing program was endorsed by the council's AP, the Scallop Committee, NIMS Regional Director, and the council staff and executive director. So we feel that a reconsideration is warranted. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Anybody else that's signed up for public comment? Mr. Nice, nothing? All right.
I think Mr. Balzano might have a comment. We don't have okay. Anyone else who signed up for public comment.
Okay, Mr. Balzano. Sorry, I didn't see your hand. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there anyone else that signed up for public comment?
No.
Okay, so I don't want to take up anyone's time from the public, but I do want to actually thank Mr. Pike for bringing this up. And I would like for some guidance from whether it's leadership or the intention of this council on how they'd like to move forward with this. I thought we put it to rest with the priorities 5 weeks ago. But if there's a change in council heart, as the chair of that committee, I'd like to know now, because webinar fatigue is really starting to set in with this team. And we have a overloaded schedule, to say the least. And we're trying to get these specification packages out for this year. And I've spent an enormous amount of time in the last month discussing it and debating it with staff on how to handle this letter and what to do. So if the rest of this council can indulge me on how they would like to move forward, or if someone has a motion to make that they want to revisit these priorities, I just soon have it done now so that we can plan moving forward. Thank you.
Sure, I can take a crack at responding, then I'll have Mr. Nice correct me if I misspeak, but you know, now certainly wouldn't be the time to make a motion on that. My view of it is that, you know, we had a very lively discussion on the priorities in October. And the outcome was that this was not going to be one of the priorities for 2021. We recently, for the very reason of people trying to bring stuff up the very next meeting, increased the threshold to add something to the priority list from the normal majority vote to a two-thirds vote. If the request is for reconsideration, I believe procedurally you would also need somebody on the prevailing side to make a motion for reconsideration. So that would be something likely that could be done, you know, in other business of that, if that's what the person, anybody thought. But I'll, that's my view of it, that if somebody wanted to bring something else new or bring this back up, it's a two-thirds vote required since we set the priorities in that special meeting in October. So, Mr. Nice, if you want to add anything to that or correct me.
Well, I might. I'll try and tap dance around a correction, Mr. Chair.
Correct.
I think there's a couple
first.
Yeah. There's a couple issues here. One is that I would defer to Mitch on Robert's rules. but I believe the motion to reconsider issue only applies within one meeting. It's conceivable that at a later meeting, something could come back. There is a question about that becomes a motion to revisit a prior issue, but I'd have to go back and reread the rules on that. But in any case, I don't believe someone on the prevailing side would have to bring that up. With respect to the priority process, you know, our priority process now says that if someone has a new priority that they want to bring forward, it should first go to the relevant committee so that the committee can make a recommendation about how the council should deal with it, and then it should come back to the council. When it comes back to the council, approval requires a two-thirds vote. So, you know, there's a couple steps here that would have to happen, I think, for this to come back to the council. The first one being it would have to be on a committee agenda, and the committee would have to talk about it and bring a recommendation forward. And then the council would have to approve it with a two-thirds vote. We would, in part because of the concerns Mr. Pentney talked about earlier today, we'll be working on our council agenda for January right around the holidays and try and get it out of here probably before New Year's Day. And this is an important enough issue that I think if it's going to be on the agenda, if it's going to be discussed in January, it absolutely needs to be on the agenda when we send that in. That would mean that we would need to know whether it's likely that it would fit into a scallop committee meeting. It's not on the agenda, I understand, for the very next meeting. I don't know if there's time, if there's a scallop committee meeting scheduled in January and there's time or space to put it on the agenda for then. I think realistically, if this is going to be a change to the priorities, that we have to have a vote in January in order for it to be meaningful. I don't see how we can wait until April before we make up our mind whether we're going to try and schedule listening sessions, which would have to take place in the June, July, August timeframe.
Is that helpful, Mr. Belzano?
It is, but it also identifies my challenge as the committee chair in setting that agenda for January. And that's the dilemma that I have, especially where if everyone pays attention to tomorrow's SCALD committee report and what a challenging specifications package we have right now.
All right. I see two more hands up. I'm going to call on them, but you know, this was more meant to clarify the procedure. But so I'm going to call on Mr. Pentney than Dr. Sissonwine, but we're trying to speak to the procedure, not to the substance of this issue. So Mr. Pentney.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this is to the procedure and reflecting on Tom's, you know, statement that the procedure, that the process that the council has in place is for a new item to be considered by the council should first go through the relevant committee. But I just wonder if that process is still necessary, given that this issue isn't new and it came to the council in October via, as I understand it, I think a unanimous vote of the committee to make this a priority. So I'm just wondering if that nuance has any bearing on the process.
So I defer to Ms. Denise or to Attorney McDonald on that. But we've never really had, you know, this is a relatively new rule, two-thirds vote. I think we put it in place a couple of years ago, and we've never really got into the nuances of it.
I'd be glad to try and address it. I don't think the issue that it was raised at a prior meeting and voted down is really relevant. It was voted down, and so it's not on the priority list, so adding it to the list makes it a new priority. Our policy, however, refers to new priorities. It doesn't necessarily refer to reconsidering a priority. That's a term that doesn't appear. But the other thing I would point out is as recently as October, the council took a vote on the redfish exemption to add it into framework that we're working on, brownfish framework that we're working on now. And you may recall that the first thing we did was we took a motion to, I don't know what the correct term was, waive or suspend the rule that the issue be discussed by the committee first, because it was not. And the council approved that procedural change and then decided to vote on whether to add the redfish exemption. In that case, they voted the two-thirds vote. So in light of the discussion that went on so far, you know, the council could consider putting this on the agenda for the January council meeting, and there would need to be two votes. One would be to, in my opinion, need to be two votes. One, to waive the requirement that the committee discuss it first, which would be a majority vote, and then adding it to the priority list, which would be a two-thirds vote. I think we also need to be a little careful. I'm not entirely sure, but I thought the committee sent forward their recommendations by consensus. I'm not sure there was an actual vote on that motion, though essentially a consensus means the same thing.
Let me just add one other. I don't want to get into the arcane rules of Roberts, but there's also provision considered but rejected. You know, some things, if they're taken up and rejected, are not in a position to be brought back up again. So, I mean, I don't want to get into the arcane parts of this, but that might be something for Attorney McDonald to take a look at. But I got Dr. Sissonwein, then Mr. Balzano to the procedure.
Yeah, this is specifically to the procedure, and I'm sympathetic to Chairman Balzano's concern about just the workload in the committee, being a member of the committee. And while I was supportive of this priority, that's irrelevant at this point. It strikes me that a clean way of addressing what I heard is a request from the chair of the SCOLP committee would be, under other business, to have a motion to refer this letter to the SCOLP committee for its consideration. If council members are of the view that their mind isn't going to change on this from their previous vote, then they should vote down that motion. If they are willing to consider changing, then maybe they would forward it to the SCOLP committee. But that would at least give Vincent and the SCOLP committee a signal where the council is coming from at this point in time. So I just put that out there as an idea that might be pursued under other business if people think it's worthwhile. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Chairman Balzano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to get clarification from staff that it was by consensus on how we move forward those priorities. And I think the procedure that Dr. Sissonwein just laid out would be actually very helpful for me if that's something that you would entertain, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Yeah, I think at the other business at the end of this meeting, you know, if Dr. Sissonwein or somebody else wanted to make a motion to refer that letter to the committee, that might be the appropriate route to take. All right. Sounds like a plan. Mr. Balzano? Okay.
I just wanted to follow up and say thank you, Mr. Chairman, because that will allow myself and staff to plan out that January committee meeting and understand what that workload would be, especially if the council itself has an intention to revisit this issue. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Pike, I'll give you 15 seconds. I just want to wrap this up. This was just more, you know, internal. The public comment was your presentation. So, but if you want to say something quickly.
Oh, thank you for the 15 seconds, Mr. Chair. All I would say is that I was informed that there'd be no action or could be no action or votes taken on this issue by the executive director because it wasn't on the agenda. So I would just think that it's up to the executive committee to decide that, whether it goes on the agenda or not.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. With that, that will close the public comment period, and we're gonna move on to the next item.